panelists on our John GBC's current affairs program Talking Point have hailed preparations towards the launch of the 40-year National Development Plan by the National Development Planning Commission, NDPC, describing it as the pivot for accelerated socio-economic development of the country. The Director General of the NDPC, Dr. Nimoy Thompson, was optimistic that the extensive consultation undertaken by the Commission to solicit support from stakeholders of the country's development is an indication of a general acceptance by Ghanaians of the need for the plan. He outlines the vision of the plan.
They provide broad guidelines for the preparation of a plan, which is exactly what we've actually done. The directive principles talks about the need for us to have a just, free and prosperous society. So that's the vision for this plan. Again, it is principles to guide you. Since the directive principles, we haven't really had a plan to operationalize those principles, and this effort is aimed at doing that. And then we have goals also derived directly from the directive principles of state policy. The first one is that we must build an inclusive and resilient economy. That's at the highest level. It's just a question of how you operationalize it when you come in, after we set the targets and so forth and so on. The other one is equitable and tolerant society. This is Ghana into the future, and we need to move towards that. Not tolerance in terms of political tolerance only, but even good neighborliness and so forth and so on. The third one is safe and sustainable communities. This now moves into area of environment. We've seen what happens when you don't plan properly and so on. So sustainable communities. Effective and efficient institutions. Public sector reforms at the national level, at the local level. And then it goes on to talk about another thing that shall be guided by a medium-term development strategy aligned with the long-term national development plan. Parliament has a role in making sure, and to the degree that the constitution, at the highest level, there's nothing wrong with making sure.
Is it going to be binding?
Sure. That's why everyone needs to be involved.
For his part, a senior lecturer in economics at the University of Ghana, Dr. Eric Osayesibe, said the success of the plan will depend on visionary leadership as well as the need for political parties to bury ideological considerations as much as possible for the overall good of the country.
I think the main problem has been the popular acceptance of the plan. If you don't have the popular or the people sharing that vision, you find a situation where the whole idea is being driven by a section of the population or a political party, and other political parties see it as only a tool for the other party. So if you have the buy-in of all Ghanaians from both the political divides or from shades of background, ethnicity or whatever, and we all see it as our vision, our aspiration in achieving certain set goals, it doesn't matter which government is in power, we will still be able to follow that through. And that is what many countries have done. But the ownership is key. Beyond the ownership, you also need the strategies have to be realistic. It has to be pragmatic. You should be able to have the capacity, both human, financial, and material capacity to implement. And all of that has to come together. And then also, for a plan, it doesn't also have to remain the top-down approach to planning. When you do that, you are not able to identify the key needs of the local people. This will afford us an opportunity for us to move away from price or market-driven policies to social policies.
A lawyer and member of the NPP, Abuabenga Samwa, called for the exploration of the directive principles of state policy and the need to tie financial objectives to the development plan.
As long as you don't have enough political space to ensure that by you will still end up with government picking and choosing whatever it wants out of whatever this process comes up with. So the NDPC is situated squarely within the presidency and advises the presidency. So at this point in time, if they advise the president and the president looks at the advice after the report and decides that I'll prefer this to that, and he decides that he will shape it ideologically, then whatever comes out means it excludes, and therefore we cannot go forward on it. So for some of us, and you notice that the comments from the political party tend to try and make it clear that they reserve their right to determine what to do.
The ideological.
Yes, in particular, the NPPJ, Dr. Hans, leave us free to, but what we need most is fiscal discipline. Mm. And these things are here in the diocese.
So the NPP is not for the document to bind them to do what they have to do.
The important thing is that the framework for getting a document acceptable across board and therefore sustainable and implementable over the years is to create political space for buy-in.
So you don't support the binding base of it?
As for binding with specifics, it's always going to be a difficulty.